Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, sponsored by the Dee Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have my two brothers, Taj and Terrell Jackson.
What's up?
What's going on, you guys?
What's up? These are new mics.
Well, we've had these.
We've had these.
Roy, you going to say what's up to
I haven't been here for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, well, you
didn't
introduce
him. I didn't say? Oh, and my son, Royal Jackson.
Yeah. Bro,
what is going on?
Our mics are new.
Okay.
Those are the same.
Yeah. Ah, that's what it is. Thank you.
Well, yeah. Well, we're here live on the Power of Love Show. If you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. We will be opening up the phone lines today because we have a really important topic to discuss. The phone number, if you want to participate, is 323-203-0815. You can always do Twitter. My eldest brother, Taj, is on the Twitter handle, yes, at DDJ Foundation, if you want to contribute that way. But first of all, and let me do the disclaimer as well. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions and what we've learned to help you overcome whatever it is that you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we strongly urge you to seek it and to find it. Please don't just rely on us. Since that's done, I gotta say I'm so happy to see you guys, and I'm happy to be back.
Yeah,
been gone for a while.
I've been gone for a little while.
Was it 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Two weeks. I sound sick? I think it's just the EQ.
Okay.
I don't think I'm
the
sick.
EQ?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. What's going on, you guys?
Feel sick?
No, I feel great.
Oh, then you're
a little tired, but I feel good.
How
you guys been?
Catch
me up. What have I missed? What's going on? Talk to me.
Doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. My baseball team's been struggling. However, everyone makes the playoffs, so it doesn't matter how the regular seasons, the wins and losses, I should say, don't
right.
matter.
Right.
I think the key is to get your team playing pretty decent baseball
at the right time.
As you get close. Yeah, at the right time, as you get close to the playoffs. But we're getting better. We're right there. I have to say, we're one of the youngest teams, I think,
okay,
in our division. We have a lot of young players, even though it's 10 and 11-year-olds. I think we have mostly 10s. But we're right there. So
okay,
we'll see.
Small
victories.
It goes perfectly with our topic, which is awesome. Taj, you got anything to add to how's everything going?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about Infinity War.
Yes.
So I've been staying off of social media because spoilers are just
running. Are you coming with us?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
No, you're coming
AMC?
With me.
AMC?
But yeah, besides that, I mean, just, yeah, everything's going.
Yeah. And to piggyback off that, Taj, as you guys know, I've been in Nashville. I've watched 11 of the Marvel movies in a row.
Really?
Not
in order, though.
In order. In order. With subtitles.
How many are there?
17.
17?
I think this one's the 18th. Could be wrong.
But he knows more than I do now.
Oh, yeah. I don't play around.
He took notes on, like...
I took...
And they're like...
Really? If I showed you the notes,
you'd
freak out.
Why did you get into it?
Because, honestly, you want to know why?
Mm-hmm.
One day after a doctor's appointment, I was taking BG2. We were talking about it. And I was like, how big is this movie going to be? This Infinity War.
Yeah, you asked the right person.
He said, it's going to break every record. I said, come on, BG. It's not that big. He goes, it's going to break every record. So, I said... You know, just sensing that, and I was like, it's not that big. He goes, he said something that's still stuck with me. He says, it's sad. You're gonna go through life not understanding all of pop culture, and that statement. And he said it so nonchalantly, like put his headphones on, like, and it let me live with that statement. You know, so that statement really hit me, and I was like, this guy may be right. I'm missing a whole nother level. So then. I was like, with the Nashville trip coming up, I was like, I have a lot of time to watch movies. You know, I'll be by myself. Yeah. So I watched movies, and I took like, on 2-hour movies, I took 4 hours and took ridiculous notes. If I showed
notes?
Royal, or Terrell, I paused it. If I didn't understand a term or a place, I looked it up. I wanted to understand everything. And that just made me really appreciate it. So anyone out there, if you haven't done so, watch each and every Marvel movie. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
So does that mean you're not going to sleep through this one?
That's what I asked.
I'm not. I'm into it. I still got four.
He's a huge fan now.
I got four or five more to watch.
It's a pretty long movie, from what I heard.
But I got four or five more to watch. But that's why I want to take notes, so I know every little bit and it doesn't lose me. But to say I'm excited is also an understatement. And this is coming from someone who's wasn't a huge superhero guy.
This is going to completely change the way you watch this movie.
You think so?
Yeah
absolutely.
For me and BG, when we even see Iron Man on the screen, like the past movies,
you know the history of it.
Yeah, look at this. All these are notes.
That's crazy.
So are you going to publish these notes?
I should.
They're basically the script for every movie.
I rewrote it. But anyways, that's what I did.
I think people would want to see your notes. Maybe we should do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't mind. If people really want to see my Marvel notes, I'll do
it. They might want to see it before they see the movie. So okay. If you want to see TJ's notes, let us know.
That's funny. But no, I had a good time. And like I did on a recent post on my Instagram, I was in Nashville and I got some me time and got to create and do music that... And it was just really good to do. It was like a vacation for myself, which I was lucky and happy to have. So, but I'm back. I'm refreshed, and I'm feeling good. Royal, before we go into topic, is there anything you want to add about what you've been up to?
I just started streaming Sunday.
Yeah. Royal's a gamer.
Monday.
So
I don't know.
For
Six
all of our
ago.
Listeners who may have kids, and I ask him again, and I'll
you don't
ask.
You have to have kids.
Yeah, you don't have to have kids. That's right. I asked you yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. Are you swearing? Is it?
I'm not.
Oh, here we go.
You were watching.
Don't, but sometimes.
I can't control it.
There's some profanity.
Okay. So just listener caution is advised.
It's not that bad. It's not like, da da da, like, it's just like.
Okay.
When we when they get mad.
Okay. Well, some parents rightfully aren't going to check you out if there's any swearing.
Well,
but some won't mind.
Understandable.
So, okay. But, he's doing his little gamer thing. K9 Dog 10. That's K9, the number 9, DAWG, the number 10. And that's on Twitch. So you got to go to Twitch TV, right? Twitch TV.
Twitch.tv/K9Dog10.
Yeah,
there's a link.
K9 Dog 10. Okay. Should we jump right into the topic?
Sure.
Yeah?
Did we cover everything?
Yeah. I think we're good. So today's topic is about pain and what it does to you. How does it define you? And the importance of taking a positive stance from pain. Because truthfully, it is pain which gets us to face reality and to really tune in and find out who we are and where we are in life. And what we do with that experience really can define who we become. What I wanted to talk about, I wanted to give a couple of stories where there's people who have lost and experienced incredible pain and how they've changed their life to make it, you know, a positive and to grow out of it. So I'm asking anyone listening if there's any stories where you've had significant pain or really any type of pain where you've taken, you know, you could have taken it negatively or you could have taken it positively and how you did it and how you responded to it. And I don't want to just hear the great stories. Don't want to hear just how you succeeded out of it. If you struggled with turning it into a positive, I want to hear that as well.
Or if you're still struggling.
Or if you're still struggling. Thank you, Taj.
You're welcome.
So that we want to hear all those stories. Please feel free to share. The number again is 323-203-0815. If you want to tweet, again, it's @DDJFoundation. But I'm going to just get into it. If you guys don't mind, and please, Terrell, Taj, I didn't get to prepare like I usually can because I'm tired, but if there's anything, you guys cut me off, cut your younger brother off, cut your father off, and go. Okay, so the first quote, I'm a quote guy, John McDonald, every problem introduces a person to himself. You guys with that?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I definitely agree with that. Self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come across things, they're challenging. You start to learn more about yourself. You start to learn how much you'll fight if you got quit in you.
Yeah.
Your positives and negatives. You know, you may think you're in one position, but you can realize that you're not.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. I think when you're challenged, you get to find out who you really are.
So the first story, very good. The first story, I feel like this is...
class.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
That's you.
You want to be a teacher, so that might be you probably practicing.
Foreshadowing, right? All right, the first.
Like you have the answer.
So, right. Yeah, I read. I'm sorry if it's coming across that way, but I read this book with Royal about almost a year ago. No, about 8 months ago. John C. Maxwell's The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Mm. And one of the laws is the law of pain. And Royal read it with me. And I just kept thinking about this show because the show is about loss and pain. And I was, you know, wanted
to. We're talking emotional pain, right?
Any type of pain. But mostly emotional pain. Mostly emotional pain. But, okay. So the first story is about a lady on September 11th, 2001. Her husband, Tom McGinnis, was the pilot of American Airlines. And the lady I'm talking about is Cheryl McGinnis. And she was getting phone calls early that morning, you know, asking, is her husband home? Because obviously people knew mm-hmm. he was a pilot. So obviously, the answer was no. And she learned that her husband was one of the pilots on one of the flights that, you know, crashed into the World Trade Center. But it talks about how she turned that incredibly negative and instant moment that kind of like how for us with our family, how, you know, when you're in the spotlight, something like September 11th, you have to revisit it all the time because mm-hmm. the media will play it and talk about it. But she basically says that out of the ashes of September 11th, out of that rubble that day, I can emerge to say that I am stronger today than 10 years ago. She talks about how she had to learn to lift herself up and be there for her kids and her family because obviously many people suffered from stress, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. And she actually got her outlet in writing a book called Beauty Beyond the Ashes. I haven't read that book, but she basically says, as unfair, unreasonable, and impossible as it seems, we still have to work to do. We still have work to do after a tragedy occurs. We still have roles to fill. We still have responsibilities to family and others. The stuff of life may pause for a while, but it doesn't stop. Fear not, that is reality. Again, any response so far, you guys?
I
was looking up what is pain. And the dictionary says that it's physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. And then for synonyms, it says suffering, agony, torture, torment, discomfort. But you, when you were saying that story, you mentioned some other things in terms of, like, because how do we define pain? You know, because pain is many layers.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, like to someone, pain can be something completely different or a different.
Now give me a couple of examples. So let me give you a couple. Mm-hmm. Physical pain, you break your foot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's emotional pain when you lose something of significance.
Yes.
Okay, what are some other ones off the top of your head that you could think?
Annoyance? A pain in the ass.
Okay.
Defeat. Defeat is something, because when you lose someone, you're losing an entity, but with defeat, you're losing a game or you're losing.
More of a non-tangible defeat.
Yeah, it's something that you failed.
Disappointment.
So, you know, there's different levels, and it's like, you know, is one more important? I know the answer, but is one more important than the other? Because some people can't identify with some but not others. Like, if you're a dog lover and you hear a dog, you know, someone's dog dies, you feel that. You're like, oh, I'm sorry for you. But if you're not an animal lover, you might be like, you know, why do they care about that pet so much?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
no, that's a very good point. And it's something, again, that I think we need to echo throughout this show is that to be completely honest and upfront and realistic is that you're not going to be able to avoid pain and problems. It's unavoidable. It's part of life. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why I think we all are happy with what we're doing is because we're bringing life to that scenario we're bringing awareness to that scenario. We're trying to make that fall easier for anyone going through it.
And I think although nobody really wants to experience pain, nobody wants the discomfort. I think it's very true that pain is good for us.
Yeah.
It can be good for us. But of course, like I said, you don't want to experience it, but there could be good things that come from pain.
Yeah. But I'm going to ask you guys what's a painful experience you've had besides moms, if you don't mind. We can all think of something.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I think that also needs to be reiterated is that life's difficulties do not allow us to stay the same. They move us. The question is, in which direction will we be moved? Are we going to go forward or are we going to go backwards? And when we have bad experiences, do we become better or do we become bitter? And as much as I wish I could take credit for what I just read, those are notes from the book.
We weren't questioning.
Yeah, I'm not that clever. So, but I think that is so profoundly strong and important. You got to take what your hand is, and you know, make the best hand possible. Tara, what do you got? You look like you're going
to
say something.
No, I'm just listening to you.
You sure?
Yeah, and I'm listening and laughing at you.
Okay. Bro, do you have any painful experiences that has you've grown from?
Starting with me.
Because you've been thinking. I see you thinking over there. Any painful experiences that you feel you can honor? And it doesn't have to be anything big or any setbacks, failures where you've actually can say you're happy you went through it because it's done. You realize this or you're more grateful for that or whatever. Anything?
I would say, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Each time a relationship ended, pretty grateful for that. Not like not dissing the other person, but each time I went through a relationship, I learned a lot.
You grew from it.
Yeah. So.
And you could understand that the opposite of that would be sulking in it or, you know, spiraling down in it. So you have to find a way to see the benefits of what you're going through. And you say you feel that you've done that pretty well, at least with your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question, not for everyone, real quick, before we go around the table. Do you feel that, like, because with pain, it feels like when you're in it, it's a lot easier said than done to get to grow from it or be to kind of overcome it. But looking back, like, I look at all my painful experiences, look back now, and they're kind of blessings in disguise, a lot of them. But at the time, I didn't feel that at all. And it's like, you know, so I think that's another thing that we should talk about, too, is that because it's kind of when you're in it, it's like a fog. You can't see, you know, you can't see anything in that way. And maybe also for the listeners is, you know, did that happen to you? And if so, how did you get through it? And did someone help you get through it? And that might be another question that some of our listeners want to hear. But you can go for me with painful experience. I've had a couple, but
you know some. Before I give you some, I want to give you a couple more quotes.
Oh, quotes! I have some quotes too, but go ahead. I'll save mine for later.
Okay, novelist James Baldwin. Okay, I've never heard of him, but he has an amazing quote. Here's this quote: "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." Like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's a good one.
Okay, and then I'm going to get Were you going to say? Oh, you said
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good one, right? And then I want to give something about... we can't forget rejection. Did we discuss rejection?
Not really.
Yeah, rejection is another one.
That's a horrible one.
Is another type of pain. An Academy Award-winning actor, Dustin Hoffman, described what it was like for him and some of his fellow actors in the early days of their career when they were struggling. And here's his quote: "If anyone had told us that we would have been successful, we would have laughed in their face. We were anything but successful actors in those days. I was a waiter, Gene Hackman was a mover, and Robert Duvall worked at the post office. We didn't dream of being rich and famous. We dreamed of finding a job. It was a time of terrible rejection, and we hated being rejected. It got to the point that we used to leave our 8x10s at the door of casting agents, knock and run, just so we wouldn't have to be rejected face to face again. It was so discouraging that I seriously considered quitting and becoming an acting teacher at a university."
Wow.
So, and those are three, Todd, you correct me if I'm wrong, but Oscar-winning actors? Hackman, Duvall, and Hoffman?
I would say no. I have no clue. There's no way.
That's three.
They're
Duvall and Hoffman, maybe, right? It's Hackman who we're worried about?
No, I was going to say Hackman, I think, has won
it. So it's maybe
Academy.
Duvall.
They should. All three of them should. That's why I'm not going to say.
The point is, they're incredibly respected and revered actors, and they had incredible amount of rejection, and failure in their career, and it was them, even admitting so, they were going to quit. It was them deciding to continue forward and pursue their dreams. Yeah. And we've heard those stories with countless situations, but that was a cool one that I hadn't heard before.
I have one from Twitter from Sequoia, which is really good.
Yeah.
She says, she pulled this quote. It says, "I'd rather be physically hurt than emotionally, because you can put a Band-Aid on your finger, but you can't put one on your heart."
Ooh. Sequoia. No, she didn't come up with that.
Okay. I mean, she didn't, because it's...
It's quoted,
but it's a great quote. Thank you for sending that to us.
That's a very good quote. Sequoia, if you can, let us know who that is from, because that's a very good one. Okay, since we talked about different pains, and then Taj, I want to hear yours. There's several different pains: the pain of inexperience,
mm-hmm.
the pain of incompetence,
mm-hmm.
the pain of disappointment, the pain of conflict, the pain of change, the pain of bad health, the pain of hard decisions, the pain of financial loss, the pain of relationship loss, the pain of not being number one, the pain of traveling. Basically not being able to be with your kids, the pain of responsibility. Those are like the basic pains. So in this book, it kind of says all your pains will fall in those categories. And I just skimmed through them because mm-hmm. I want to make sure we get everyone's thoughts on this. But Taj, since I went through the pains, why don't you share one of those type of pains?
I would say one of the most defining pains for me, since we talk about baseball a lot, was when I didn't make the 13-year-old All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I went from probably the best baseball year of my life, the 12-year-old All-Stars, to not making the 13-year-old All-Stars and seeing all my friends make it, basically.
Yeah.
And that was a hard thing for me because I knew technically and physically that I should have been there. I didn't find out later that I actually needed glasses. and
that was around 13?
That was around 13. Yeah. And so, because no one in our family wore glasses. So yeah. I just assumed I was stinking. I couldn't hit the ball.
But Todd, can't you realize something's off when something's blurrier than before?
If not, it's
so gradual.
Gradual. And that was the thing. It was so gradual. And the thing with everything too, is with what I had is that I could see things closer up, but I couldn't see things farther away. So basically for baseball, it was like, I'd only see it if it was right there. By that time it was like,
so you weren't getting the fair amount of time to make a decision.
I mean, it's
still,
baseball's see it and hit it. But I mean, but that was, it justified why I didn't make it, but that taught me.
But I'm sorry to keep cutting you off. I'm curious. Yeah. At 13, are you thinking, I suck? I think I'm bad at this? And then it wasn't until you realized you needed glasses, did you kind of
Well, the hard thing was is that not only that, I was, because I was doing so bad, I was put on the bench for the first time.
So you're kind of...
I was playing 2 innings out of 7 innings of a game. And so it was confirming everything, you know?
What are you doing?
It's, you know, so so it was almost like going from an All-Star where you're hitting home runs and winning games for people to all of a sudden you're sitting on the bench watching people...
So you, at this time, you're dealing with so many losses. You're dealing with the loss of position because you are like the top dog. You're dealing
one
with
of the top dogs, yeah.
One of the top dogs. You're dealing with the loss of vision. You're dealing with the
loss of skill.
Loss of skill.
The skill is still there because once I got my glasses, loss the skill came back. But loss of confidence.
Loss of confidence.
And self-worth, because the thing is when you're good at something and you grew with that, and that's what you identify yourself. I mean, we identified ourselves with music and baseball.
Yeah.
So you take one of those away, and all of a sudden you can't do that thing that you grew up playing and you played your whole life.
Yeah.
It's hard, and that was the thing. I mean, now I bounce back, and everyone knows I mash, but...
You're something.
No, but I'm joking, by the way. But that was the thing. That was the hard thing for me.
Okay, let's take a quick phone call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this? How you doing?
Good. How are you? Real quick, can I ask you to turn down the radio? Or however you're listening to us? Because we're getting that feedback.
Yeah. That was the thing.
That's a pretty solid delay. Okay.
You're breaking up.
Can you hear
you're
us?
Breaking up.
Can you hear us?
I think let me switch telephones and I'll call you back.
Okay, all call right. us back. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to try to find
bye.
It didn't
bye.
Even sound like you.
It didn't sound like him. But Todd, what were you going to say?
No, so for me, I mean, that was the thing, you know, that just was hard because, especially if no one else has gone through that, and so you don't have a way of knowing, okay, this, let me go to the doctor and see if I can, you know, if it's my eyesight. There's no one in the family that was, you know, that was wearing glasses at that point.
Yeah.
So I was like, it can't be that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what I would like to do, if you guys are cool with this, is maybe next week, because as we said, there's such an importance in how to bounce back. And maybe next week we could talk about methods on how to deal with loss and failure and, you know, certain easy and tangible and real simple things that maybe can help you. Because, again, this isn't my words, but I'm going to just read this from the book. If you can maintain a positive life stance, you put yourself in the best position to manage bad experiences and turn them into positive growth. And the reason why I think that's so strong is because... Oh, Taj, why are you looking at my book?
Hmm?
You weren't looking at my book?
No.
Okay.
I can't read from that far away.
so your eyesight's still trouble.
I got great eyesight, but you're pretty far.
But it just... And not only for yourself, but for your family and how it kind of echoes into everyone around you for positivity. It's such an important thing. Tara, was there anything you had to add before I answer?
What's that?
Answering phone calls? Are you good?
No, but if you have a phone call, you can take it.
Okay, no. I'm going to give you guys one more quick little statement from author Neil Donald Walsh. What was that?
Royal.
Royal?
I hit my mic.
Okay. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And that's mm-hmm. another simple, great quote where I think if we can maintain that phrase in our head and that mentality, thanks, Cheryl, that I think life will see life through better eyes. You know what I mean? So, again, life begins at the end of your comfort zone, whatever that is. It takes uncomfortability to grow.
Mm-hmm. I think, did we talk about something?
Yeah, we were talking about it, yeah.
Was it last show? Because we mentioned a couple of these things with, okay. Well, that's strike two, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That's like Three Stooges.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was, so I didn't really, you know, but it's Royal accidentally.
We know he's the non-professional in this family.
The mic. So I don't know why it's making that sound, but it is.
I think you're just saying certain words, and I'm not sure if it was two shows ago or the last show.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about
that. And even the failure, how you can grow from
it's
it.
It's important.
And the discomfort, I mean, going out of your comfort zone.
Oh, cool.
And how good things can come from that.
So I've been a terrible co-host by not even knowing what you guys were doing. So
we expect.
All right. Well, we have a phone call.
All right.
Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Carol. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Carol.
Can hear you, Carol.
All right.
How are you?
I am good today.
Great.
And how about you guys?
We are doing wonderful, Carol.
All right.
We are doing wonderful.
Yeah.
You sound great. Talk to us.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Well, I had a big health scare a couple weeks ago. I went to the doctor. He gave me blood pressure pills, and I got really ill, and I couldn't work for a couple of weeks and everything. And I had to go to the ER. It scared me because I mm-hmm. couldn't think or anything. And I'm working on my health right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I think it's just from running around too much and doing a lot of stuff and everything. And so I'm back to work, and people have greeted me back to work. So that's been really nice for me.
How are you handling your loss and struggles?
I'm having a hard time. You know, I'm trying to work on things, and then I get sick, you know, and everything. Yeah. Hopefully when I get stronger, you know, I'm going to go get some counseling really soon, and I haven't been able to because I've been getting sick.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Colds and, you know, and all that. So it's just been hard emotionally and everything. And
we get here.
I'm just taking my time, and I'm happy I'm able to work and walk around. Mm-hmm. It was so hard to even do that. I was exercising before I got ill and everything, and it's like, I want to get back to it.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
You will. You know, just, I think you just, all you can do, Carol, is just stay positive.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
And understand that all your life experiences is forming who you are. and just try to see some type of benefit from it. Whether, I don't know what health issues you're going through, but there's other people going through the same issues, you know, and maybe reach out to them, maybe lend a hand to them, because not only will that help heal you, but you'll make it a positive experience and help others while doing so, you know?
I'm trying to cut caffeine out.
Yeah. Caffeine.
No, it's like, that's, I was drinking 3 Cokes a day, and it's like, I cut down on it, and I'm cutting down on the salt and everything, and I'm walking around and seeing, you know, this is one of my better weeks.
Good. Yeah, so and just so you know, Coke is, and Pepsi are my biggest vices. Is that the right word, Todd? Yeah. They're my biggest vices. And really? Oh my goodness, I don't drink beer. I don't drink coffee.
Thank
drink tea. It's Coke, Pepsi that gets me. But I've been a week without it. I'm actually been a week without any calorie drinks, just water. So, which has been good and challenging, but it's been good. It's been good. But, Carol, thank you so much for your phone call. There's a couple other callers that I'm going to try to get to.
Okay. I was just going to say one more thing.
Yes.
I think you and Royal look like twins.
We hear that a lot, but neither one of us see that. But we hear that.
I don't see it.
I mean, other people have said that to you.
Oh, a lot.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
and thank you for being there for me, and I really appreciate you guys.
We are here, Carol.
We appreciate you, too.
No matter what you're going through, know you got 3 and 4 with Royal here, supporters. You know, we think very highly of you, and stay strong and just see the benefit and positivity of whatever you're going through, okay?
Yes. I'm really working. Last week, forget it.
Yeah.
I was so upset because I couldn't go to work.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Carol.
Stay healthy, too. Okay?
Thank you. You
take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye. Take care. And I know we were talking about maybe even doing a show on things to that help you get come out of it and turn to positivity. But one thing that we have to also remember that I think gets neglected, as I'm neglecting these phone calls, I'm sorry, callers, but I want to say this real quick. The one thing we have to remember, too, is time heals. And
this
is very important. I think, especially in today's world where it goes so fast, we think that, you know, if we're getting dealt a really bad hand today, you know, we think life's over. And we have to remember, if we can stay alive and stay positive, time generally heals, you know? So
weather the storm,
Another quote from the book, it's always easier to see something positive in a negative experience long after it happens. It's difficult to meet the negative experience in the moment with a positive mindset. So with that said, we're going to take a phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Tiffany in Texas.
Tiffany in Texas. How are you?
Just had a feeling.
I'm doing good.
Oh,
TJ.
Tiffany, I'm sorry. Call me right back. I messed up.
Did you misclick?
I didn't.
We got Royal tapping the mic.
Yeah, I tried to
misclick.
This side is not handling.
Tiffany, I'm so sorry. All right, I'm going to answer one more call. Oh, well, that phone call just paid me back and just hung up. So, okay, we got Tiffany back. Tiffany, I'm so... Tiffany, are you there?
I know TJ is back because I got hung up on.
That's right.
Tiffany, I love it. Coming with swing now. It's my fault. I deserve it. My apologies. But go ahead, Tiffany. What were you going to share with us?
Great. I wanted to say that I wanted to contribute to, I always want to contribute to the discussion and everything. But I know earlier in the broadcast you said, as far as facing the negativity in your life, whether you can like just lay down and let it kick you or try to learn and grow from it. What I try to do with everything that I face, and I'm basically the queen of negativity falling in my lap, is I try to grow from everything, because particularly this week now is a very sensitive week for me because April 30th makes 10 years since I lost my mother. And, like today, the 25th is actually the last day my mother was, what is that, conscious? Because the last 5 days of her life, she wasn't conscious at all. She had gone into a coma. But I just wanted to say that, you know, I have a group of friends. You just spoke to one of my friends. I'm friends with Carol. I'm friends with everybody. And... you know, as far as different circumstances, like she had a health scare, I did converse with her back and forth on Twitter as far as, you know, what was she having? Trouble with her blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
My blood pressure is just outrageous. Mm. It should have killed me years ago, but it hasn't, thank God. You know, I've lost my parents, and I have friends who have lost parents, who have lost grandparents, who are having sick relatives. And, you know, I just try to go to them. You know, if I see them saying, well, I'm not happy, this is happening, this is happening, I go and try to comfort them and be like, well, you know, I know what it's like. You know, if you want to vent, you know, you can come to me. I'm here for you. And, you know, I've had several friends do that. I just try to take what happened with me and just try to, I guess, lighten the load mm-hmm. for somebody else, because I didn't really have anybody to lighten the load for me. So I know what it's mm-hmm. like to be, like, stuck in the corner with your back against the wall and just scared and not knowing which way to turn or anything. And I just try to take that pressure off of my friends, if it's making any sense.
Yeah. And do you feel that when you do that, when you go to these people, and you, and do they... They're appreciative of it, obviously. Do you feel like they open up to you, or are they still... Sometimes they do, sometimes they're still closed because they don't know how to express themselves.
It varies from person to person, but mostly I've gotten a positive reaction from them, like, oh, thank you, and, you know, the floodgates open and everything. And I have a friend, you've spoken to her husband, Nicola. Her mother had a health scare a couple months ago, and that's how we started talking. We were initially, you know, 2-3-T fans, and, you know, she was telling me about her mother and being sick and everything, and, you know, we really, I don't want to say we bonded over it, because, I mean, it wasn't the best situation, but, you know, I helped her through that, and she was glad for that, and, you know, we're really good friends. No, I'm chatting with her right now as I'm talking to you, mm-hmm. but, you know, I just say life is too short to, you know, just be ugly and I hate the world and all of that. Like, I want to do like you guys saying, like your uncle saying, you know, try to leave a positive impact behind you.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I mean, you should never let tragedy define you. You know, you should turn it into a positive and let that define you, the positivity.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much,
yeah,
Tiffany.
And thank you for being there for everyone else as well.
That's very, very huge. And it's great to hear, and it's great for your, you know, for you, yourself, as you probably can feel. You know, you probably feel better with yourself when you're reaching out and helping others. But thank
when you.
You
are
I just
too.
Want to help as many people as I can.
It's beautiful. And I believe it, and I know that the power that goes in that. But on behalf of us three in Royal, thank you so much, Tiffany, for always supporting and calling in.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Take care.
Take care, Tiffany.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oops, I kind of cut her off.
I was going to say.
I know.
He's quick with that mouse click.
That's Royal response.
Royal.
Okay. Another phrase from the book. Again, I had so much underlying for the show and the book. I'm trying to squeeze it in before our time is up. Now, there's still phone calls. But athlete and author Diana Nyad says, I'm willing to put myself through anything. Temporary pain or discomfort means nothing to me, as long as I could see that the experience will take me to a new level. I am interested in the unknown, and the only path to the unknown is through breaking barriers, an often painful process. That's a process Nyad, this is not part of her quote, but it's part of the book, that's a process Nyad has gone through many times as she tried to break records as a long-distance swimmer. In 1979, she swam nonstop from Bimini in the Bahamas to Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Nonstop?
That just makes me tired.
It took her 2 days.
That's awful.
Nonstop swimming, 2 days. Her record has stood for more than 30 years. So there you go. Probably 40 now.
Yeah.
But all right, let's take a phone call. Who do we have on the line joining us on the Power of Love show?
Yeah, hello, guys. It's Troya calling from France.
Hey, Troya. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Doing very well.
It's good to hear your voices. It's been a long time, and I've been missing you so much.
Oh, good to hear you too, Toria. What do you have for us on topic?
Yeah, just I wanted to chime in about the topic about pain.
Yeah.
And I guess as for my story, there are both sides, a negative one and a positive one. You know, guys, you know about my situation and my divorce, and the pain it caused me just changed me a lot. Mm. And I would say on the positive side, I became a more grateful person.
Mm.
I've learned to focus on what I have and to focus on the positive. I feel so blessed to have my son, and I enjoy each and every moment I spend with him.
Mm.
And I would say on the negative side, I have to admit I'm still struggling with trusting men again.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't think I will be able to have a new relationship one day with someone.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it will change one day, but that's just the way it is now.
Yeah.
And as much as I wish I could, I don't really have much advice in that department.
Let's ask Dr. Love.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Go ahead, Dr. Love.
Yes. Let me help you out with that. speaking of someone that, you know, I've had two relationships that I had been cheated on, you know, that ended with being cheated on. It was hard because I had to make the conscious decision of what that my brothers are laughing at.
Because
that's what this family does with your brothers. But why I'm
don't
saying,
don't laugh. It's not funny.
I know it's not. And,
but one of the things about it is that I really had to make that conscious decision that it was the person and not the sex, in terms of sex, like a female. Like, I couldn't blame it on all females.
Yeah, you could have used another term.
I know. As I said it, yeah. I'm like, why did I use that word?
So it wasn't something you can hold over on the gender. It was because of that
and
person.
And that's easier said than done. But at the same time, I'm so grateful that I did that. You know, especially after the second time. Then I'm like, okay, wait a minute now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, wait a minute, there's a pattern here. But I did. I had to make that decision, and it's like a leap of faith in a way, you know. And then you might have one other bad relationship, but you might find that gem after the, you know, or it could be the next one. But if it is there, and there are people that appreciate other people, you know, and won't take advantage of people's niceness.
So, and to piggyback, although I can't give much advice, I would say we have to find a way to be able to trust. I don't know exactly what you went through. I can imagine the frustration and anger and the loss of trust and the impact and the pain it gives you when you give everyone everything.
Yes.
I get that. But there is someone that's right for you, Toria, and there's someone that will be mature enough to appreciate you and take advantage of what you offer to that relationship. So and I worry that if you just close off the chance that you'll never find that. And I'm one who believes that there's someone for everyone. So I know it's easier said than done, but do all you can to try to make sure that you pin that on your ex and not the gender, even though my gender is easier one to not trust.
We're not the best gender when it comes to relationships.
I get that.
But I always say, get back up on the horse. That was what I kept telling myself after each time. I'm like, you know, you have to get back up on the horse.
And it's very important that you don't think that the next person...
That's what my family always is telling me, but it's not easy.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is that it's important that you don't treat the next person.
You don't bring the...
Yeah, you don't bring... You can't carry the same...
It has to be a clean slate.
Yes, it has to be.
Yeah,
so how does she
I
get
know.
To a clean slate?
You just have to do it.
You have to trust. You have to try again.
You have to do it.
You have to be understanding, forgiving,
it was the hardest thing for me to, like, be like... Because you see certain things, you want to jump the gun. You want to be like, you know, I knew it and all that stuff, but everyone's different.
Yeah,
you know.
But at the same time, you learn from your past.
Yeah.
So if you see the same patterns happening, then obviously you're being aware. But you can't go into a relationship thinking that it's going to end up just like the previous.
That's probably a pretty good.
Yeah,
topic.
That's true. But you know, so with marriage, when you're married with someone, it's not it's not the same like just being in relationship with someone, you know. Yeah. When you're married, it's like you think it will be forever.
Yes.
So when it, it ends up, but it's like everything is going to end up.
But see, you also, you have a very traditional way of thinking like we do in terms of that with marriage. There's a lot of people that, you know, that especially in this day and age where it's so easy to get divorced, that to them, marriage is just a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, there's not that. Yeah, for me, marriage was forever. And I thought of that, you know, and I keep that in mind. But not everyone thinks that way, too. But you'll find someone that, you know, that believes in that again and wants that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah,
yes,
maybe.
You will.
You
be
will.
Positive.
Be open.
Stay positive and be open-minded. And I think Taj, I don't know if it was you, Taro, but one of you guys where you can't, don't take your past into your current, in your new opportunity.
Yeah,
that's a good one. So, but Toria, thank you so much for your support.
Thank you for your call.
And thank you so much for your phone
call.
Thank
you. Thank you. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Thank you. And see you soon, okay? Take care.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's awesome. Okay, so their phone's ringing, but we only have 5 minutes. Should we do one more? We'll do one more phone call. Hello, who is joining us on the Power of Love show?
Hi, CJ. This is April.
Hey, April. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. We have like 2 minutes or 1 minute. We'll give 1 minute. So let us know what you think. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, the main thing I want to talk about is, since you were talking about positivity, I just recently found out my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he has to have surgery done Tuesday on his kidney because it's blocked, and they had to try to drain his kidney. So it's kind of hard even thinking about the fact that he has cancer. He didn't want us to know at first, because I actually had to talk to my mom in order for her to tell me what was actually going on, because he didn't want us to worry. So I'm trying to stay positive about it. I'm trying to think, you know, not letting any negativity come in, because it's easy to start thinking, you know, okay, something's going to happen to him. You know, he might die, but I don't want to think that way. I'm trying to keep my mind set on staying positive throughout it, because I feel like I told him the other day, I feel like you're going to have more years. I don't feel like it's time for you to go anywhere yet. So to me, I just got to keep that positive mindset and not let myself start thinking that way. So that's something that, you know, when it comes to positivity, I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard when it comes to your, you know, parent anyway. So that's something I wanted to speak on.
Yeah.
Considering what he's going through.
I'm sorry you're going through this right now. It's very difficult at a time like this to remain positive. That's exactly what you have to do. You know, these are difficult times when you're going through them, and it's easy to give up and think negative, and I just think you have to do the best, and hopefully you have a good support system with your friends and family that are there to keep you uplifted. But I don't know what to say, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. I'm trying to say, you know, I try not to even think that way.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to my sister the other day, and my sister worries a lot more than I do. Because she was really down about it. And I told her, look, this our father we're talking about. You know, he's a strong man. He just don't give up regardless of what he's going through. He's not going to give up. So he's staying busy. He, you know, he's acting like it's really not anything happening, which I feel like is a good thing, because he don't need to let himself get down and start feeling like, okay, I have this problem and my life is over. I don't want him to think that way. So I'm glad that he's staying strong. He's, you know, keeping that positive mind. So that's the good thing about it to me.
Yeah.
But I can't say it's not easy, but I'm trying to stay away from that negative thought. I just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's the most important, because negativity is contagious, but positivity is as well. So just keep spreading that positivity around, you know, and we're going to think positive thoughts for you as well.
Well, I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
I do appreciate my friends on Twitter because they do help being able to talk to them about what's going on in our lives. It does help having that,
that support
as friends, family, too.
Well, thank you so much, April, for sharing your story, and thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting everyone out there through DDJF and all those people. So just thank you.
And we're giving you positive vibes.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. Well, I do appreciate you guys as well. Thank you for everything.
All right. Well, take care and have a good rest of your week, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
So, with closing thoughts, I think that's your mic, Tara. That's dirty, so I'm going to turn it down.
It's not my mic. It's their mic. It's just the mic I'm on.
The mic you're on.
Don't blame
me. Tara doesn't want any blame. Accountability. But another thing, before we close, there's two more quotes that I found that I think are very strong. The first one is from an inventor, Charles F. Kettering, who was the head of research at General Motors. You will never stub your toe. You will never stub your toe standing still. The faster you go, the more chance there is of stubbing your toe, but the more chance you have of getting somewhere as well. In other words, when there's no struggle, there's no progress.
I like that.
Yeah. Todd, did you have a quote or anything you want to share before we wrap?
TJ, honestly, there's a lot of Twitter people tweeted stuff, and I don't even want to start, like, because
it was that much.
So I apologize, you know, in advance. But we did more phone calls than we did Twitter.
All right. Well, yeah, we apologize. Maybe we'll retweet. Can you retweet them, Taj?
Yeah, I can retweet them.
Can you handle that?
Yes.
Okay. I gotta be careful with what I give this guy. All right, we're gonna close out the show, but we want to thank everyone. Remember the importance of how you handle pain. Because pain is what really defines us. We can choose to go forward or we could choose to go backward. Obviously, it's not easy to go forward with all pain. It's not easy to go with really most pain, forward with most pain. But try to your hardest to find a way, a benefit out of it. And one of these days, we got to do a show on simple ways to help people do that. But I'm going to leave it with this quote. The words of William Penn, English philosopher and founder of the Pennsylvania province. Here's the quote. No pain, no palm, no thorns, no throne, no gall, no glory, no cross, no crown. So it's just the importance to remember, oftentimes it's the painful that turns something into beauty. With that said, we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you guys so much for listening, for contributing, and always being there supporting not only the show, but the entire DDJF Foundation. A big thanks to our whole board. They're amazing. They don't get enough pub and cred, but we love our board and thank you guys. That's pretty much our show. We will see you guys next Wednesday from 1 to 2, and have a great rest of your week. Adios. Yes. Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.